Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the sun sets over Israel, we are experiencing mild temperatures across the region. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying a pleasant evening, while in Haifa, it's slightly cooler. Expect a warm night ahead in most areas. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that IDF strikes have killed Hamas terrorists and destroyed a terror ambush point near a hospital in Gaza earlier this hour. Also, Ynet informs us that President Erdogan of Turkey stated that provocations will not deter Ankara as tensions rise with Israel. Also this hour, according to Walla, Erdogan has declared that provocations and schemes will not stop Turkey's efforts to promote peace and stability in the region. Separately, I-24 News reports that Qatar's liquefied natural gas exports have plummeted by 96% from pre-war levels. And finally, JNS covers a bold appeal by Catholic theologians supporting Israel, rejecting anti-Zionism as a religious duty. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, noted 21 hours ago that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat, has condemned anti-Semitism publicly on CNN. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, announced yesterday that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza after the Dutch government enacted a law against trade with certain Israeli areas. Balaz News highlighted the expulsion of Dutch diplomats from Israel, reporting that they have been given 1 week to leave following the Dutch parliament's legislation banning trade from settlements beyond the Green Line. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF strikes in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reports that the targeted position was near critical infrastructure, including a hospital and a school. The IDF emphasized that their operations are crucial to neutralizing immediate threats. This strike comes as tensions remain high in the region, impacting civilians who are caught in the crossfire. Turning to Turkey, where President Erdogan's statements come amid heightened tensions with Israel. Ynet and Walla both report on his commitment to Turkey's regional policies. Erdogan's rhetoric suggests ongoing diplomatic friction that could influence the broader Middle East, especially in relation to Syria and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Qatar's significant drop in liquefied natural gas exports, as reported by I-24 News, underscores the economic impact of ongoing conflicts. This decline poses challenges for Qatar's economy and could affect global energy markets. Lastly, on the theological front, the Catholic theologians' appeal, covered by JNS, marks a significant stance supporting Israel. Their statement challenges narratives that equate anti-Zionism with religious obligations, potentially influencing interfaith dialogues and perceptions of Israel internationally. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reveals that IDF officers are set to receive pensions amounting to 9 million shekels, with monthly payments starting at 20,000 shekels from age 45. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on salary structures within the security system. The average earnings are highest in secret agencies at over 32,000 shekels, followed by civilian IDF employees. And finally, according to Globes, United Airlines is resuming its San Francisco to Tel Aviv route. This service will offer the most business class seats between the two cities, enhancing travel options for business travelers. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.